是每个月参加一场考试 Jason。 第一部分的新题，你觉得很多上了年纪的人穿 T-shirt 非常酷吗？非常潮吗？ Do you think that old people who like to wear a T-shirt are fashionable? Yeah, sure, I think so. It's a cool thing that old people in life like to wear a T-shirt. In my country, it's hard to find such an old man to do that, you know. In other places of the world, like in other countries, for example, it's quite common, you know.T-shirt is right for almost everyone, including like you and me, for example, young and old, male and female. By the way, for me, it suits me well, you know, I love it, but I'm not that old, so that's it. 那这事儿很 OK, 你可以直接说 no problem, 也可以说 cool, 也可以直接说 OK, 这三个词都可以去替换。那一般年轻一点的人会说 cool, no problem 居多一些，或者你说呢 it's a cool thing, 这事儿很酷也是可以的。那样去做 to do that, 或者 by doing so, 都是 OK 的。世界上的其他地方你可以直接说 in other countries, 你也可以直接说呢 in other places of the world, 适合所有人。这里面有个适合，有三个词组，一个叫 be right for, 一个叫 suit, 一个叫 fit, 有什么区别呢？ be right for 是说呢所有情况条件下都是适合的，它是最适合的，最大的一个词，最上意的一个词。比如说 it's right for everyone, 对每个人来说都是 OK 的。但是如果是款式颜色什么的适合呢，这叫 suit。 比如说 it suits me well, 哎，这个款式很适合我呀，它的裁剪它的颜色什么的跟我很搭。如果我说的是 fit, 这个 fit 其实呢它更强调是尺寸，你也可以把它理解为款式，但它说的更多是尺寸合不合身。比如你180的身高要穿 CL, 对不对？你165的身高要穿 S 码。所以说呢你可以这样理解， be right for 是适合所有的， suit 呢是款式啊，包括颜色呀设计什么的，然后呢 fit 是说的这个尺寸，那它的一个 size。 OK, 那不分年纪，不看性别， young and old, male and female, 当然你还可以说其他的，不看职业什么的，对吧，把一些职业带进来。 OK, 我们用常数再来一遍。 Well, actually, yeah, sure, I think so. It's a cool thing in life, you know, that so many old people like to wear t-shirts. But actually, in my country, it's hard to find such an old man to do that. You know, like in other countriesFor example, like in other places of the world, it's quite common thing. T-shirt is right for everyone, seriously. Young and old, male and female, student, and white collars, everyone. By the way, for me, I love wearing it, you know, it suits me well. But one problem, I'm not that old, you know, so that's it. 好，更多文本问题，那微信 B1769-39107。